resources for flight instructors. Are you getting your share? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Doug Stewart, who, in addition to being the 2004 National CFI of the Year, is also the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, or SAFE. And we're here to talk today about a few things we need to catch up on with Doug. And Doug, thanks for taking some time out. I know it's been a busy summer.
It's been very busy for me, Paul, but thank you so much for inviting me back. It's always a pleasure to get the opportunity to speak with you and share the word of SAFE with your listening audience.
Okay, let's, first of all, since it's been a while, let's refresh our listeners on the background of SAFE and how it's come to the point where it is now. It's been just about a year since dissatisfaction over governance issues within the National Association of Flight Instructors gave rise to a group called TBO NAFI, or Take Back Our NAFI. And then eventually the decision was made, I guess, in February of this year to officially go forward with a new organization with slightly different focus. And where have you come in what has almost been a year now?
Well, we've moved quite a ways forward in many different respects. The biggest thing that we have emphasized from the very get-go is that we are a member-centric organization, meaning that we are by, for, and of our members. And as such, every member of our organization has a say and has a part in what we do and how we do it. We are completely volunteer-driven right now, with the exception of one paid staff. Our paid staff member is Jenny First, who is our webmaster and is doing all our web work. Other than that, we're totally volunteer-driven, and sometimes it's difficult to get things done when it's just volunteers. Every one of us is busy within our professions, but we've moved ahead and have drawn up a list of 22 partners to offer member benefits. We have a set of bylaws that were drafted rather quickly when we first formed, and we realized that there are some shortcomings there, and we are in the process of our membership voting for a revision of those bylaws. That'll be coming up in this next week. I've been at work obtaining sponsors for our website and for our displays at Sun and Fun and Air Venture. I'm not at liberty to say who they are just yet because the negotiations are not quite 100% complete, but they're pretty much in the bag. Things are very exciting for us.
All right. Well, let's talk for a minute about the bylaws revision, because that's a very timely issue. Within a few days, the voting will open for SAFE members. What specifically are the changes, or can you tell us in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, I think the biggest change is to create different types of membership. Originally, when our bylaws were created, they were not created for a brand new organization, but suggested bylaws to the other organization in ways that we felt would make it more member-centric. And there were a lot of omissions and errors. And the biggest one, I think, is creating now a corporate member in addition to regular members. That's one of the biggest ones. The other one is that we are still very hard at work at obtaining 501c3 acceptance by the Internal Revenue Service, and there were some changes that had to be made in the bylaws to reflect requirements of that application process so that we could come up with proper language and document what we're really trying to do.
Okay, now how will the voting process work for SAFE members? Will that be conducted online or by mail, or how?
Well, we have actually contracted with a independent provider so that there can be no thought or allegations of anything being other than completely open-ended. So we've contracted, and it will be done through email. However, it is a very secure way of doing it. If you are not a member, you will not be able to vote no matter how hard you try. We'll be sending out emails later on this week with instructions on how to contact this voting provider. And in fact, these people will not only allow us to vote this time around on our bylaws, but when we have other decisions that have to be done by the membership, we'll be using the same company to do all of that polling and voting.
All right. When we come back from the break, Doug, let's talk about what is available to members of SAFE. My guest is Doug Stewart, who is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Doug Stewart, chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, SAFE, doing some catch-up and finding out what's been happening over the summertime, a burst in CFI activity slash lull in organization activity, or so it seemed publicly, Doug. And you have made significant progress on getting some member benefits on your members-only portion of the website.
We've made incredible progress. Back in at Air Venture during our annual dinner, we made a commitment to double our partnerships, and I think we've come close to that. I think we have 21, 22 different partners right now. It's a rather impressive list.
Now, you mentioned in your latest update to members that only about half of the SAFE membership has registered for access to the members-only portion of the website. Tell those other halves what they're missing.
Well, one of the things, if they are not registered as members, they can't get to the members-only portion of the website, which would take them to each one of these 22 partners where they could obtain the different discounts that are being offered by them. But it will also allow them to access the library, which has now gone back on the front burner. We had promised to put together a library of resource for all aviation educators, and I started cracking the whip on that one. We've had so many things to get done, and it's been difficult to prioritize, but we've put that library and the mentoring program back on the front burner here. So going into the members only will allow access to that library as it comes up online. It will also allow access our minutes. This is something that I feel we are unique in our organization, is that the minutes of every board meeting, which are now held monthly, are posted on the website once those minutes have been approved, which is the following meeting. Again, those minutes will only be able to be accessed if you are a member by going through the members-only portion of the website.
Okay, what about the corporate sponsors? Tell us some names, and maybe this will entice a few people who might use these services to register.
Okay, I'll run down the list. It's a rather extensive one. I'll run down it pretty quickly. I won't talk about what they're offering, but every one of them offers some kind of a discount or a value.
Uh-huh.
Starting, we'll do this alphabetically, aircraftlogs.com, Artful Flying, ASA, BMC Subscriptions, Bose, Brightline Bags, Coradine Aviation Systems, nflight.com, Flightcom, Flight Prep, GA News, Glime, Hilton Software, Jeppesen, Lightspeed, Master Instructor LLC, MS Aviation, QREF, Rich Stoll's Emergency Maneuver Training, Sporties, and SureCheck.
That's just listening to that list go by, I know what all but a couple of those companies do, and that's kind of a real meat and potatoes of the toolkit of any CFI.
Well, that's what we would like to think. It's an opportunity for members of SAFE to purchase things through these different providers and then turn them around and make a small profit as they resell back to their clients, or perhaps get product for themselves just at a discount. It's also a list that is not stagnant. We're still out there in the process of obtaining more partners. It's an ongoing process.
All right. Well, for those members who have not yet really checked out the website, you are now back at www.safepilots.org?
That is correct.
And is there any special trick to registering for the member section once you're a member, or is it pretty intuitive?
It is pretty intuitive. There was some bad language which confused a few folks, and we caught that, and it has been corrected, and it's a pretty simple process.
All right. Well, Doug, we look forward to catching up with you again in the near future on a couple of other topics that are on our radar here, and we thank you for taking some time out today.
Paul, as always, it's a total pleasure for me. Thank you so much.
Doug Stewart is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You can find out more at www.safepilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.